Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Joining me on the phone is Cheryl Koh, a manager for external communication, CSR and sponsorship at Manulife Singapore. We're talking about the findings of their latest Manulife Asia Care survey. Cheryl, welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa. Happy to be on the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. Now, you recently published findings from your latest Manulife Asia Care survey. Before we talk about it, let's just clarify something. You polled 4,000 respondents across 8 markets on their attitudes towards health and retirement as the global pandemic reached its 1-year mark. Now, specific to Singapore, there were actually some really interesting findings, and we will take a deep dive into that. Now, you were trying to uncover the concerns, priorities, and aspirations of your consumers across the region amidst this pandemic. So tell us everything we need to know about the sample size, regional versus local, who were involved in this study. Tell us everything.
So the Manulife Asia Care Survey is an annual study that we develop across various markets. And this latest study was conducted just in November, where we polled about 4,000 people across 8 markets in Asia, with 440 from Singapore. So the markets include Malaysia, Indonesia, Philippines, Vietnam, Hong Kong, and also China. And we spoke to respondents that were aged between 25 years old to 60 years old. And these included people who already have an insurance plan and also those who are looking to get one within the next 6 months.
Okay, right. And it's interesting that you had a very interesting result. I'm looking at this, you know, let's talk about Singapore. 90% of local respondents have made an effort, an active effort to improve their health via fitness, diet adjustments, etc. Let's take a closer look at that, at the survey's key findings here in Singapore and across the region.
Yeah, sure. So let me talk about the region first. Mm-hmm. And the first trend that we found was that consumers across the various markets are actively taking steps to improve their personal health. And people are looking at ways to improve their overall health because of COVID-19. We found that 95% of them started to do regular exercises and improve their diet. On top of that, 92% of the respondents, which is almost 100%, across the region have also started to track their own health indicators, such as your body weight, your blood pressure, your heartbeat, and also steps. So I just shared the first trend, which is on personal health. Now let me take you through the second one, which is on financial health. And we saw that people are increasingly more conscious about their financial stability, with 42% expressing concerns over personal wealth in the wake of the pandemic, especially in countries like Singapore and Hong Kong. And about 3 in 4 respondents also say that retirement planning has now become more important to them. So what I've shared was about the various markets in the region. Now let me take you through and deep dive into the findings for Singapore. Yeah, like I mentioned, as part of the study, about 440 Singaporeans were polled, and the results were quite similar to the trends that we found across the region. But health and retirement have proven to be the top priorities for Singapore during the pandemic.
Okay.
When it comes to health, there's a few interesting points. Mm. So let me share some with you.
Sure.
The first is that more than half of Singaporeans says that they have been exercising more regularly, and 54% have also been improving their diets. Well, I'm not sure about you, Clarissa, but I know you're quite active with golf, but I've also started to do a bit more exercise at home while I'm working from home as compared to pre-COVID days. Yeah, so that's quite relevant to this part. And another point that we found interesting in Singapore was that most of us monitor areas like body weight, our sleep quality, our blood pressure, and also steps. And we've become more conscious of our health. And what's very interesting for Singapore is that we pay the most attention to their steps. And I'm talking about the steps that we take daily to work or to school. And I think this is maybe to the fact that most of us don't own our own cars, and we spend quite a bit of time walking, you know, getting our own food, going to the office, sending our kids to school, that kind of thing.
It could be, or it could be the fact that national step challenge by the Health Promotion Board was actually very successful.
That's right. Yeah, I wanted to bring up one last point about health, which is a direct correlation to what I mentioned on steps earlier. Mm-hmm. Our survey found that more than 50% of Singaporeans own a fitness wearable, which is well above the regional average of 46%. Yeah, okay. So that's pretty interesting. You know, we're looking at our various fitness watches to see how many steps you take. Yeah.
I know
priority,
I do.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Yeah, and the next priority for Singaporeans is actually retirement. It is another growing importance to us because we found that about 74% are mindful of it. And I think this number right here is not surprising because it's a result of the impact of the pandemic, which has had a very serious impact on the global economy, which has funneled down to personal impact. And unfortunately, we found that about half of Singaporean respondents have also experienced a decline in personal wealth and causing them to think longer and harder about saving up for a desired retirement lifestyle in the future.
Okay, do you do this survey every year?
Yes, we do.
So it's interesting because it sounds like COVID-19 and the global pandemic was a huge wake-up call for at least the respondents that you spoke to.
Yeah, definitely.
I know it was definitely a wake-up call for a lot of us here in Singapore and reminded us of certain priorities that maybe we had taken for granted in previous years. You know, you're right, financial planning, long-term financial planning, our financial resilience through the uncertainties, our health suddenly became a lot more important, and we had a lot more time to start programs to get healthier, right? We could actually take more time to look at our food intake, our diet, our fitness, all of that. So it all kind of correlates with each other. That COVID-19 actually did have some upsides.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. I think personally for me, you know, like what the stats mentioned, I'm part of that statistics which shows that, you know, we're doing more exercises like you mentioned. You know, when I'm working from home, I'm feeling a bit tired or something, I'll just go down for a walk in the park. I'll try to eat a bit more healthy food at home instead of like, you know, tapao, getting takeaways, which is a bit less unhealthy. Yeah.
That's true. So let's talk about the findings for specifically Singapore. And what can you tell us about Singaporeans and us coming to terms with the longer term impact of COVID-19?
Yeah, so what we found on the Manulife Asia Care survey was that more than half of Singaporeans intend to buy new insurance products in the next 6 months.
We're all scared now, right?
Yeah, all scared already. So that's about 56% of us. And Singaporeans, they're very interested in wealth or investment-related products on top of our life, hospitalization and health. And when we are not just thinking about it, we found that 65% of us have actually acted on this by speaking to an insurance advisor. Mm-hmm. And this tells us that, you know, like you said, we enjoy relatively high insurance penetration in Singapore. And COVID-19 has driven an increased awareness of our own insurance needs alongside our life or health insurance. And it got us thinking, you know, are we covered enough in case anything happens to me? Or what if another pandemic or crisis strikes again?
Right.
Yeah, and we've also observed that many of us are reassessing our insurance coverage. We are looking at existing policies to check if our health or wealth are sufficiently safeguarded in both long-term and short-term. And because of this, you know, we've seen closer interaction between our customers and advisors to relook into their plans to suit their current needs. And we're also offering more digital touch points, which is, I think, becoming a growing preference among consumers like yourself.
Okay, we do have a pretty high insurance penetration here in Singapore. Your survey also revealed that. And it's interesting, and I will probably have to talk to you or someone from Manulife again in 12 months' time to see, you know, was it a question of they bought new policies or they shifted, okay, maybe I don't need to be so well protected in this area, but I need to up my protection in this other area, you know, if they sort of redefined what their insurance protection was after COVID-19. It'll be very interesting to see what happens there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so like you mentioned, insurance plans have come up as a hot topic right now. Mm-hmm. And I think we've also seen an increase for certain types of insurance products, specifically for critical illness and investment-linked policies.
Right.
I think this is due to, you know, public being more aware of the health risks out there and also the importance of insurance coverage during this time.
Right, right. Okay. Now, do you think, or is there any indication from the survey that this behavioral pattern will stick for the long term?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. So from what we've learned in this survey, people across the region, we are not just adopting a more cautious approach, we are also adjusting to life in the new normal. Mm-hmm. And I think the fact is, despite the gradual recovery from the crisis in Singapore, there is still some amount of risk, both on a personal and economical level. And people are increasingly seeing the importance in not just being reactive when a crisis hits, but having preventative measures to protect both their overall physical and financial health even before another pandemic strikes again. So I do think there will be an adjustment period from now until the pandemic subsides, and it's both from push and pull factors, which means that companies like Manulife will need to pivot and divert our attention to reach our customers more meaningfully where they are at.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about Manulife as a company. As an insurer, has Manulife observed practical changes in the way people protect their finances in the light of the challenging times that we are currently in? And I'm curious to know, down the road, what are you as a company doing to maybe be more effective with reaching the customers? Because you're right, we're still in the midst of redefining this new normal.
Yeah.
So company has to redefine it as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we've been asked quite frequently if customers have been, you know, dropping or are cancelling their policies this season.
Mm-hmm.
But because it seems like the most practical thing to do. But actually, the truth is quite the opposite. What we've noticed is that majority have held on to their protection plans. But what they've done is instead taken up some of the insurance reliefs that's offered to them to safeguard their health and finances and protect the plans that they currently have with us. And we've also experienced an increase for certain types of products, like I mentioned, critical illness and investment-linked policies, or like what we like to call IRPs. And in order to make these decisions, we've also observed our customers connecting with the agents more often.
Mm-hmm.
And we've decided to, you know, adopt an omni-channel approach. And so customers can reach us at different platforms, whether they prefer to meet us face-to-face or virtually. You know, there's different touch points that they can look into, depending on what is most comfortable to them. So as the nation continues to fight this COVID-19 pandemic, we would like to play a more tangible role in getting people through to the other side. And we hope more will continue to take steps to protect themselves and their loved ones.
Right. Okay. Now, before I let you go, in your position, you're a parent of young children. I'm a parent of older children, right? We're looking at, you know, ultimately our role as caregiver and provider. What kind of advice would you have for people in our position moving forward? What should they be thinking about now as far as their insurance protection is concerned?
Yeah, I think definitely look into ways where, you know, you can balance your work, your careers, as well as your personal life with the family. I think some of us, we are still working from home. So definitely, you know, you need to take care of your kids. You need to take care of yourself. So, just take a break from time to time. And also, it's very important to review your financial plans, not for yourself, but also for your kids, because, you know, you never know what's going to happen down the road.
Absolutely true. We've been speaking with Cheryl Koh, Manager for External Communication, CSR and Sponsorship, Manulife Singapore. Cheryl, thank you so much for the information. It's been an interesting conversation.
It is. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Clarissa.
Absolutely, my pleasure. I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.